the song I Believe. Tell us about that song. Yeah, and also, two part, you have that very unique voice. Whenever we hear your voice, we know that's Ann Nesby. Let's talk about that, too.
Well, I have to say my gift, I know that it's a gift from God, and I know that I take from Mary when they say it's the God in me. I know that it's the anointing of God that people love when they hear my voice, you know, because there are so many great and talented singers that I've learned from, and that I've incorporated some of the things that I've learned from their style of music, some of the greats, and I absolutely pay homage and tribute to those great artists in my music, and I always give praise and reverence to God even before going out on stage, and I always ask God that He will get the glory, and that He will use me and continue to use me as an instrument to be a kingdom builder, so that people will be fed and encouraged by the things that I do when I go out on stage. Hoping that God will bless those that have come, that in some way I can be a help. So I think putting God first and the anointing that God has blessed me with is what makes the difference.
How did you like doing Fighting Temptations?
Having the opportunity to do Fighting Temptations. I had the privilege of working with world-class actresses. Cuba Gooding, had an opportunity to meet and work with Beyonce Knowles, Reverend Dr. Shirley, Pastor Shirley Caesar, whom I'd worked with before, but not as close on an everyday basis for such a long period of time. Of course, the legends, I enjoy working with them. I worked with Melba Moore, and, you know, actually we worked together, Miss Jackson, we worked together there, right there, all those gospel music artists just coming together. It was a wonderful, wonderful move of God, and you knew that God was in it by the spirit of each artist, because when you're in a place with that many wonderful artists, you usually come up with arrogance and people, divas, and people that the little big eyes and little yous, but the spirit of God was right, and the personalities were great. I garnered a new friend doing that, and Faith Evans. We became good friends throughout that process, and God was really a part of that, in that we see that kind of thing, the theme of the movie of the aunt taking care of her nephew and leaving her inheritance and getting him to come back and be a blessing to the church that she loves so much. We see those things in real life where grandparents are taking care of their grandchildren and bringing them up in church, and they're getting that grandparent parenting. And sometimes your close family members have to do those things. So even doing the movie with the theme that it had, it blessed me to be a part of that, to be a part of the lesson of our community, how that God is passed down through our families and our generations, whether it be our biological parents or our grandparents and other family members, and keeping God in our families and keeping our families close together and putting God in the midst. So I had a wonderful, wonderful time being there and doing that and sharing the gift that God had given me on a broader level on the screen.
As we wrap things up, our guest is Ann Nesby. What's going to be the lead single from the Lulu Lee Project, or do you know?
The lead single from the new project, from the Lulu Lee Project, is I Found a Place. And we just released the video. It was just world premiered on the 9th of February. And it's been really, really received really, really wonderfully, and I'm thankful to God for that. We have some great follow-up music as well That first single was written by Tone and myself. And it is, I Found a Place is a song of really, really knowing that we do have shelter, we have refuge in God, and that He is our fortress and our hiding place. And in Him, we can hide, and the things that we did in our past can't catch up with us when we're in God, because we know that His blood covers us, and everything that we did is washed away. And when God forgives us, we know that He casts our sins into a sea of forgetfulness, never to rise again. So finding our place in God is one of the most important things that we can do with our life. And we have songs such as I Trust You, Lord, that everything You promised, it'll come to pass. And then we have some music, Thinking About You, because we are called to meditate on God so that He can keep us in perfect peace. And we have some wonderful music, some social music, social with social issues about our world today, and how that the need for us to remember those that are less fortunate, and how that we should love and care for those. The Sky is the Limit is a song that represents that kind of forecast. But we have some inspirational music, some traditional gospel. So we're mixing it up, and I'm really trying to be true to who Lula Lee really is.
Our guest, Ann Nesby, and we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and just to talk to us about Ann Nesby and the Lula Lee Project, and we wish you nothing but success.
Thank you, and I hope that everyone will get an opportunity to visit me at my Facebook, also on my website, my MySpace. I'm there, and I have an opportunity to share and talk with the fans at www.annesby.com. And I'm always there, and I share. I share what is going on, where I'm traveling, and where I can hang out and meet with people of God. And I hope that our music will be a blessing, and that this Lula Lee Project will be effective in the kingdom building.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, AJ.
You're welcome. Our guest.
All right, God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's Ann Nesby on Star 94.1.